In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
If you heard that thud, it might have been Pokemon Go being bumped from the very top of the app charts. Coming up, the game that managed to do it.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And it was a nice 74 days after a long reign as the highest grossing app in the country. Pokemon Go has just been bumped from the very top of the iOS App Store's chart in the U.S. Let's get a little more on the game that managed to do what seemed like the impossible. Joining us now with more is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So I was actually rather shocked to see this headline. It didn't seem like anything had a shot at topping Pokemon Go these days. So what game dethroned the game we were all obsessed with all summer long, and how did it manage to do it?
Well, look, all good things, I guess you could say, come to an end. In this case, the streak was upended by Clash Royale, which is a game from Supercell.
And
just a day before that, Supercell put out a pretty beefy update to that game that included a lot of new features, like a new tournament mode, but probably most importantly, pretty hefty discounts on some of the items that you could buy in that game, and those discounts were also temporary. So it looks like people wanted to take advantage of that option, which drove up spending in Clash Royale and bumped Pokemon Go down a notch.
And because the success of Pokemon Go was so above and beyond, it's easy to think that it must have been an all-time reigning record of some kind, but it actually came up a bit short. For some perspective here, where does Pokemon Go stand in terms of longest winning streaks?
Okay, it's number three, according to Sensor Tower, which is one of the market research firms that tracks the video game industry. And, its 74-day streak at number one was pretty good, but it really is nothing when you compare it to Clash of Clans. Mm-hmm. That game had an impressive 347-day streak at the number one top grossing spot. Let's also be clear, we're talking here about just iOS and just the U.S.
Okay.
Clash of Clans was number one for 347 days. So that's a pretty darn long time. And it was unseated in February 2015 by Machine Zone's Game of War Fire Age. Then the second longest-running stint at the top would go to Candy Crush Saga.
Okay.
That's from Activision Blizzard's King Digital unit. And that game has the number one spot in, on the grossing chart in Apple's U.S. store for 109 days before falling in August 2013 to Clash of Clans. Pokemon Go would be right after that at number three with its 74-day streak.
Gotcha. So Pokemon Go had a heck of a summer, and we spoke about how quickly it caught on and made bank, so to speak. Is there any data in terms of how much revenue it's generated thus far?
That is a bit of a mystery. Recently, in fact, just about, I think it was last week at the Apple event, the CEO of Niantic, which is the company that developed the game in partnership with Pokemon Co., went on stage and said that it's been downloaded 500 million times. So that gives a little bit more insight into how popular the game is. As far as, though, the actual revenue, the company's been pretty mum on that, hasn't said. Research firms estimate anywhere from $100 million to $500 million. One way to give you a little perspective, the $500 million revenue, if that is accurate, would be more than what some summer blockbuster movies brought in, like Captain America Civil War, in the U.S. at least.
Wow.
So if that, it is an estimate, but it's pretty hefty. And so we're looking in the at least $100 million to $500 million range is what the research firms estimate.
Wow, that is a lot. Now, obviously it's doing pretty well, but with this latest news of being dethroned, could this light a fire under the makers of Pokemon Go? Are they ready with new enhancements coming down the pike?
Well, the Niantic has already said that it's planning to add new features to the game. So, and that's pretty par for the course in the smartphone gaming world. So updates are very common, and we can expect to see lots of games do that. And then in the case of Clash Royale, as we just saw, a beefy update all of a sudden pushed it from the number 8 spot to number 1. So it's certainly possible Niantic could add some new features that will push Pokemon Go back up to the number 1 spot. And they certainly have said that they plan to add new features. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Very good. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to Sarah E. Needleman. She covers all things gaming for The Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.